Today's daf is Yivamis daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and we will be starting with Kuf Yud Beis Mabeis. Today's shiur is sponsored in honor of today's marriage of Aryeh Hartman and Brachi Taub by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. In appreciation of the daf Yomi shiur, we thank them for the sponsorship. Again, Mazel Tov to Aryeh Hartman and Brachi Taub on the occasion of their wedding. Okay, we are on Kuf Yud Beis Mabeis. Let's start with the Gemara right after the Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. We'll start right by the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Maishna Cheresh Vachareshes Detakinu Luhu Rabbana Nisuin Umaishna Deshote Vishota Delo Takinu Luhu Rabbana Nisuin. So remember in the Mishnah, the big Mishnah we had yesterday to start off our parak, this little parak, two blah long, all about continuing from the previous parak about Durabanan marriages. We spoke about Katan and a Katan and a Cheresh and a Chereshes and a Shota and a Shota. That's the what we're involved in. So Rabbi Rechama asks why, in our Mishnah, Cheresh and Chereshes, at least on a Durabanan level, could be married. Right, the first line of the Mishnah was Cheresh Shenasa or Pikeach Shenasa Chereshes Imratza Lahotzi Yotzi Vimratza Lekayim Yekayim. Right, they could be married. We mentioned what's the Chiddush of being Mekayim it. We discussed that yesterday. So what is that? Why is it that Rabbanan instituted a kiddushit for Cheresh and Chereshes and for Shota and Shota, someone who is insane, someone who is not mentally fully there, even though Cheresh and Chereshes might have that status of Lav B'nei Dea, but Lav Dafka, it's not the exact same status, as we mentioned last time also, B'shem Revel Yashiv, Halacha L'maisa, we might paskin, if there are ways to educate and to communicate with a what we call a deaf mute, so the Halacha might change in that regard. So why did Chazal institute a marriage for Cheresh and Chereshes and not for Shota and Shota? D'tanya, as the Braisa says, Shota V'katan, shenasu nashim v'meisu, if a shote or a katan marry, and then they die, nishoseyen, paturas b'nechalisa v'neibim. There's totally no marriage. There's no mitzvah of zika. There's no zika, even on a drabbanon level. Right? There is no marriage. So what's the difference? Answer, cheresh v'chareshes, dekaima takanta drabbanon, by a cheresh and a chareshes, where the takana drabbanon has a possibility of existing, meaning a cheresh and a chareshes, the marriage could exist. They could get along with each other, even with their disabilities. Takina l'rabbanan nisuin, so rabbanan or misaki nisuin there. But a shote, v'shote, delo kaima, takada d'rabbanan, Chazal assumed that by a shote and a shota, the rabbanan would not be able to exist, because right, they just would kill each other, would not be able to coexist in the same house. So then, what we say, a person cannot live with a snake in the same basket, meaning in close quarters. For two people that wouldn't even be able to have any suin for long term. See, Rashi says, "Tekaima takanta derabanan shedarkan lios shalom beinehem afilu chereshim chareshes." It's possible to have shalom between them, and that's why there could be a marriage. V'kalshin k'shish pikeach, and surely if one of them is pikeach, aval shote, afilu bepikachas l'shote, v'shote l'pikeach, ein shalom b'neim, kalshik ein shote l'shote. So Chazal assumed that marriage wouldn't be able to last, and therefore they did not institute it. Tosis points out that this is only if this occurs before the marriage takes place. That's when we say there is no institution of marriage. Chazal never started it. Tosfos says, Miyu, on the bottom Tosfos, Hey, chashenises lo kvar. What if a person, they're married already, and then they're nishtates, it's not like the marriage dissipates. Right? Takina rabbanan she'ina miskareshes. Kiva she'ina yadas lishma atzmo. It's kind of the opposite. Chazal said, well, once you're married in a midaraisa way, so we're not going to allow you to divorce her. As we mentioned, the gzeira d'rabbanan in yesterday's Mishnah, watch these nishtates. We don't want people to be no way with her minak hefker. So therefore, we will make them stay married. So this whole discussion in our Gemara is before the marriage takes place. Again, the Ein Adam Dar Im Nachash Bekfifa Achas applies in general to neighbors, but specifically to a marriage. When a marriage is supposed to be a one unit, two people come together sharing a life, so then that's why exactly what marriage is about. So in a case where Chazal assumed that cannot be achieved, so they did not institute it. Related to this is what we've quoted a number of times. We quoted it just in the Shalom Bayashir very recently, the Marsha Meseches Ksubis, where the Gemara discusses in the first parak, and we'll get to it in a couple of weeks, on Daf Chesam and Aleph, The Gemara discusses Sheva Brachas. Well, the Sheva Brachas that we have goes way back, all the way back to the Gemara. Shakol Bar Lechvodo, that's the first bracha, which I saw recently. It's fascinating that we don't, Shakol Bar Lechvodo has nothing to do with marriage, specifically. Everything is L'Shem Shemayim. We don't say that though by a bris. We don't say that by a pidyon haben. We only say Shakol Bar Lechvodo at a wedding. Why is that? So a pshat that by a bris and by a pidyon haben, well, what else are you doing it for? Obviously, it's L'Shem Shemayim. There's no parallel in all the other nations in their religious ceremonies to a bris milah, to a pidyon haben. A marriage? Oh, they have marriage, we have marriage. So one might think that, oh, it's the same kind of thing, it's, right, everybody's getting married. No, Shakol Bar Lechvodo. Everything is L'Shem Shemayim. That's the first bracha. The first we say, after Bar Perig Offen, or the first bracha we say is everything for Hashem. But anyway, we continue, and the Gemara continues to list off the brachos, and then the Gemara goes into the creation of man. As we know, some of the brachos talk about Kisamechacha Yitzircha B'gan Eden Mikadem. So the Gemara quotes the Stira in terms of what happened at the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Rav Yehuda Rami, Ksiv Ayivra Elokim Esa Adam B'Tzalmo, Hashem created man in his image, V'Ksiv Zachar Nekeva Bira'am. He created them in their image, Bira'am, created them. So, is it a him or is it a them? So, haketzad. So, how are we supposed to understand this? Betchila Allah b'machsha. This is one of the items that were changed by the Septuagint. Remember that Gemara in Megillah, not to cause confusion. Betchila Allah b'machshava libro shnayim. Originally, so to speak, kaviyachol, Hashem wanted to create Adam and Chava separately, as separate beings. Ulabasov nivrechad, and Lamaisi decided against it. He created Adam as one human being. But says the Marsha, but then what did he do? He split Adam. So he wanted to create us as two, but instead he created us as one, but then he decided to split us. And then what happened? Then he brought Chava to Adam and they came back together again. Right? So why did he just create us together in the first place? If he was going to split us and then put us back together. So the Marsha says, if we wouldn't have been created together originally, then we never would get married. Why? Because people are so different. Right, every person comes with their own personality, and their own strengths, and their own abilities, and their own everything. So how could two people get married? Sometimes we look, we're like, how in the world are those two people married? And we like, oh, it's unfathomable, they're so this, and they're so that, but they're married. How does that come from? It comes from this Gemara. That's exactly why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as one. Every husband and wife were created first as one neshama, then separated, so that when they come together, it is a reunion, not a union. Because really, it is one connected neshama, as took place in Ma'aseh Bereishis. And that's why specifically here, it's emphatic that Chazal would not create a marriage, because Ein Adam Dar Im Nachash B'Kfifa Achas. If they can't stay together, it's not just Stam neighbors getting along. This is the Neshama Achas that's supposed to get along, and if they can't, some Amela, that's the anti-definitional to what a marriage is. That a lack of Shalom Bayis. Right? Like, as the Gemara says also, that we know Ish Ve'isha, HaKadosh Baruch was Masha Shechinaso B'neiyam, when there's Shalom between them. But if not, he takes out the Yud and the Hay, and then there's no marriage. Right? The marriage is specifically defined by that. Again, there's a lot more here, but feel free to listen to that Shalom Bayis shir that we gave last week. Okay, it's online. Okay, weiter. We continue. So that's why Chazal instituted marriage for Cheresh and Chareshes, and not for Shoteh and Shota. Next, third to last line. Umayshna katan. Why is it that Chazal did not institute a marriage for a katan at all, but for a cheresh they were? Aren't they both like in the same similar rabbinic world? So Gemara says, cheresh delo asi lechal nisuin takinu rabbanan nisuin. But a cheresh is not going to do anything, be able to do anything for the rest of his life. So Chazal instituted midrabbanan, a cheresh could get married. Katan to lo asi lechal nisuin, but a katan might as well wait. It's a davar sheish lamatirin. You might as well wait to get married on a daraisa level. So lo takini takinu rabbanan nisuin. So rabbanan did not institute nisuin. Vahare ktana da asi lechal nisuin v'takini rabbanan nisuin. So you're saying a katan, you might as well wait. So why don't we say by a ktana also? You might as well wait, right? Why do we say that the Rabbanan instituted? The Gemara says, Hasam shlo yinagu baman minag hefker. There's different, because we want to protect. A girl needs more protection than a boy, and we don't want her people to be knowing with her minhag hefkers. That's why we created an institution where she could be protected, while a man does not need that such protection. Right? This is similar to what Tosfos says in Kiddushin in the beginning of the second parak, where it's an amazing historical Tosfos, where Tosfos discussing on Mem Aleph Amad Aleph V'Yachshav She'anu Noagim LeKadesh Benoseinu Afilu Kitanos. Tosa says, we're knowing to do Kiddush Ketana. We're knowing. Why? Hainu mishum shebechol yom bayom ha-galus misgaber aleinu. There's more galus, there's more exiles. V'em yesh sipik biyad adam achshav laseis labito nedunya. If today I could give my daughter a nedunya, and then there will be people who will jump to try to get married to the daughter, and she'll be, you know, taken care of. So, shema la'acherzman lo yesibek biyado v'teshev bito aguna la'olam. Tosfos says, right, we're in the middle of the Crusades, and we need to protect our daughters. If we have enough to be able to entice proper suitors to be able to come and take our daughters now, so that's what we do. That's exactly what he says, right? Similar idea, right? Once Shalonigo Bamanekhafti, but also she doesn't remain, right? We need protection for the daughters. So that is why the Chazal enacted something for a Ketana, Kedushe Miyun, as we just spent a lot of time on, but not for a katan. Tosfos, not Tosfos here, but if you remember, Tosfos back in the sixth parak in Parak Abal Yevimto, the Gemara said on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara listed off a couple of ideas that are great. Right, what a great ha'oev es ishto kagufo. You have to love your wife like yourself. V'amachabda yosem igufo. V'amachabda even more. Right, what we were just talking about. V'amadrich banuvu banosa b'derech yishava. You have to teach your children to go in the straight path. Next line, v'hamasion samuch lepirkan. If you marry off your kids close to their age, samuch lepirkan. If you do that, that's great. V'yadata kishalom alecha. What did that mean? Hamasion samuch lepirkan. So Tosfos assumed there that what does that mean? Samuch lepirkan. Tosfos assumed aban of namikoi, even talking about his sons. What do you mean sons? Samuch close to their age, meaning less than 13. But says Tosfos, by thought there's no marriage for a katan. V'yaf, I got the katan lo takin le rabban nisuin kidamri non beperek almana beperek should be pereka almana and perecheresh. Even though rabban or misakin kedushin for a katan, so what's the gemara talking about? That it's a good thing to marry off your katan when they're close to age. Mikom makom lahichu takin le nisuin shalote bi'laso bi'lasnus. Says Tosfos, yeah, they weren't misakin anything official. But it's a good idea to match them up at that age. But it's not called a biaznus. That's Tosfos, somewhat unusual. Tosfos says, even though we have nothing, but it's not a biaznus if you do it. And if you feel there's a need to do it, you can do it. That's Tosfos Samakvez Mabez. Pashtus, it seems like the tour is against the Rambam. If you look in the tour, you don't have to turn too many pages. Simon Aleph and Evan Ezer, which is the basis of marriage and Puruvu, the first Simon and Evan Ezer, says the tour, talking about the different ages, Mitzvah la'adam shisa isha kshu ben yudches. Good. Good to get married when you're 18, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Aval hamakdim lisa kshu ben yudgimul, mitzvah min amufchar. Oh, when you're 13, that's amazing. Tana Rabbanan, and then the tour quotes the Brisa, from Taf Samach Beis, Hamesi banavu benosav samach lepirtikar, na'olav akosav omer v'yadata kishel ma'alecha. The chulu, the chulu. And then he says, this means samach lepirkan when they have just turned 13, says the tour. Aval kodem yudgimul, lo yasiyam dahave kiznus. He says, before 13, that's nus. So it seems to be against Tosfos. Tosfos says, samach lepirkan is okay. It's not really a marriage, but it's enough that it's not nus. The tour says just the opposite. And the Beis Yosef says, umash malei, dekivin delo takina le nisuin, have bi'laso bi'las nus. And that which it says in Yevamah Samach Beis, that is Hainu ben Yud Gimel Shlemos, close to when they have turned into a gadol. But he's the Beis Yosef points out, it seems to be a machlokes between the tour and Tosfos, whether under, there's nothing official, as the Gemara says, no official marriage. But is there an idea to pair them up to, and it's not a biaznus, so the tour says no, and the Tosfos has a little more flexibility. Remember the note of Yehuda we mentioned a number of times already in the Masechta, in terms of marrying off a katan, he asks, this special is going to come up later today as well, well, why can't a katan get married if we hold of the principle of das acheres makne? We know Gemara has in one place, not in this context, that even if someone cannot be zochet to something on their own behalf, but if somebody else is pushing it into their rishus, halachically, das acheres makne, giving it, selling it, so then the kinyan could work. Bali Tosfos say this by a katan, being kona something, even though a katan who picks something off the street, that's only his midrabanan. And you can't steal it from him because of darkei shalom. But if somebody is makne or gives it to him, says there's daraisa. So ask the Noda Bihuda Evan Ezer Tinyana Simin Nundalit. So why don't you say the same thing by marriage? A katan is kone, a woman is makne herself. So say das acheres makne, and the katan can be married on a daraisa level. It's beferish against the Gemara, but the Gemara says it can't be. That's the Noda Bihuda's problem. Why not? So the Noda Bihuda Ubiyosi Chosh, he says, Lama lo yichlo lekadishisha, shetehemu kudeshes, afilu midaraisa, faluk shedas acheres maknelo, yesh lo kinyin, ularova poskim afilu minatora, vahare haisha higadola, vahi makne atzmalo, valama lo yikno seb, and he continues. Man, vatara kasha beinai, doesn't like his answers. Doesn't like what he says, yes. So you have to say that this is a different type of das acheres maknelo than elsewhere, right? Based on that Ron in Nedarim, where the Ron says, Kiddushin, yes, it's a kinyan, but it's not so much a hakna on the side of the Isha. The language of the Ron, Isha mevatelas atzma. Right? It's not a real hakna like a sale. We all know that instinctively. It's not a sale, it's not a gift, it's marriage. So yes, it's called a kinyan, but it's not the same type of kinyan. Right? Well, also, we mentioned, what does the word kinyan mean? Transaction. Ha'isha nignes, I buy a woman, chas v'shalom. What does that mean? Kinyan always means a change of status. Buying and selling is just one type of kinyan. Kinyan means change of status. We say it every Friday night. Or we say it in davening. V'kone hakol. When Hashem bought everything. Hashem didn't buy anything. Kone shamayim v'aretz. Hashem didn't acquire the world. In a different way, he did. Uman kone b'shevach kli. He created it. And therefore it's his. What does that mean? There's the status. The world belongs to him because he created it. The kone hakol. That's what kinyan means. When I sell you something, that's a kinyan because now you own it. The status of the legal status of the item changed. So in a marriage, a woman's status changes. She becomes an ashes ish. A man's status does not change. He becomes a baal. He has obligations that he takes upon himself. But it's not that he has a new status. Midaraisa, a man can marry more than one wife. Why is that? That's what the Torah says, for whatever reason, but not for now. But that's why the woman's status changes, the man's doesn't, and that's why it's called a kinyan, ha'isha nikneis. So that has nothing to do with das acheres makne, right? It's a different type of kinyan. So that could also be another answer that the Achronim give for the no de bihudas kasha. Okay, but that's in terms of a katan getting married versus a katana getting married. The Torah gives possibilities for a katana to get married, right, and not for a katan. Right, but and then the Rabbanan extended that ability of a ketana to kiddushei miyun. Okay, so now we just explained the difference between cheresh and chareshes versus shote and shote, and a katan versus ketana. So we continue now on the bottom line. Umayshna ketana de mema'ana, umayshna chareshes de lo mema'ana. So once the Rabbanan enacted marriage for a chareshes, so why do they only allow miyun for a ketana and not for a chareshes? Right, once they're both rabbinic marriages. Answer, De'im Kain, Mim Nevelo Nasvila. If you allow a chareshes to do miyun, then people aren't going to want to marry her. Because they're going to know she could always do miyun. And forget it, I'm going to put into this marriage, I'm going to give my kishkas in the marriage, and she's going to leave me tomorrow, right, without anything. So Mim Nevelo Nasvila, and that's why we do not allow miyun for a chareshes. What about a ketana? Why don't we have the same worry about a ketana? So Rashi says, a ketana has a finite amount of time. And therefore, people could deal with that finite amount of time. Okay, after this, she'll be married to me. She won't have that possibility. Ketana gvul yeshla. V'savar mefaisana la kol shaita at shiavar zman miyuna. I'll be able to keep on her good side, at least for the next couple of years. And after that, it's always good to be on the good side, even after that. But in terms of the attitude of going into a marriage, it's easier for a ketana. The Ritva has a lashon that a chareshes is more pagum than a ketana. Doesn't say dafka because of the finite, but there's more of a mum. And therefore it's harder to marry off a chareshes than it is to a ketana. And that's why you need more convincing for the husband. So that's why not miyun, not allowing miyun, would be a help. So machlokas Rashi and the Ritva. Umayshna, next difference. Umayshna katana da achla betruma. Umayshna chareshes da achla betruma. Why, as we saw earlier in the Masechta, do we allow a katana who's married to a kohen to eat truma midirabanan? To eat truma midirabanan. And why do we not allow a chareshes to eat truma? Ditznan, how do we know that she can't eat? Ditznan, the Mishnah says, in both Gittin and Adios. Hayed, right, most Mishnahis and Adios start off with Hayed. Hayed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. Alacha Reshes, Shehisiya Aviha. She Yotza Beget. Right, he was Mayed. About it, we spoke about Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, I think yesterday, from the Chashuke Chemed, all of his kids. Who he had unbelievable chareshes chareshes, but he still educated them as best as he could. So a chareshes shehisiya aviha, a chareshes that the father married her off. Sheyotza beget, that she could go out with a get v'al ketana bas Yisrael shenisias lakoin sheochelas betruma. So a dafka switches. So a chareshes goes out with a get and a ketana could eat truma. Mashma what v'il chareshes lo achla. Right, but a chareshes does not eat truma. Right, because what's the diuk? Because it switched to a different person and gave a different nafkamina. Right, so it sounds like Rashi and Tosas both discuss that truma does not apply to her. V'ilu chareshes lo achla. So why is it that there's a difference between a chareshes and a ketana? Answer: gzeira shema ya'achil chereish b'chareshes. We're worried that the chereish will be ma'achil the chareshes even truma d'oraisa, and that's why we're not going to allow her to eat truma d'rabanan. Says the Gemara, Valechol. So what's the problem if she would do that? Katan ochel nevelosu. As we're going to have the big sugya coming up soon, this is as if it's a child doing something wrong, and we don't always have to prevent a child. We're not allowed to be machel. We're not allowed to give a child an aveira, treif. But if the child's doing it themselves, so then we might not have to stop them. Again, a very halacha l'maisa discussion comes up on Shabbos if the child is playing with muksa toys. It comes up if a child wants to, depending how old the child is, wants to eat milchiks. And it's right after the eight fleishiks. It comes up all the time. You know, how much do we have to allow, can we allow a child that's katan ochel nevelos, whether you're mitzuva lafrisho or ain't mitzuva lafrisho? So here, so what? The chareshes is just like a child in terms of chiv and mitzvos, so why would we be worried? So let the chareshes, right, serve the chareshes. Let the chereish serve the chareshes truma d'oraisa. Right, what's the problem? Right, what might you have answered? The Gemara doesn't say this, but what might you have answered? Allowing, having an institution like this would be as if we're giving it to them directly. That could be an answer. We'll have to talk about that. I think we touched on it once earlier in the Masechta also. But what does allowing mean? You know, if the child goes for that themselves in the house and, takes something, that's one thing. But creating an institution which allows the Truma Durabana, which would so easily lead to Truma Daraisa, so maybe that would be called, that's not just Mutsuba Lafrisha or not, that would be Hachala, B'Yadayim. Where do you draw the line? So the Gemara doesn't give that answer, though. The Gemara says, why can't we allow it? If you allow a cheresh and a chereshes, then a cheresh might feed a pikachas, which would be more of a problem, because a pikachas is a bas chiyuva. So says the Gemara, v'cheresh v'pikachas nami lechel v'tshuma d'rabanan. So what about, why can't we just allow them to eat tshuma d'rabanan? Fine, tshuma d'araisa not. Gzeira d'ma'asin l'ochel v'tshuma d'araisa. No, we're worried that they might come to eat truma d'oraisa. Barashi explains the other ways around a ketana. There's no chash, there's no worry that a ketana gola is going to be confused. A chereshes and a pikachas were more worried. They're both the same age, just one has different abilities. But a ketana and a gedola, we don't have a worry. Tosfos says maybe it's a milsa de la shchicha, and that's why we're not gozer. Different deus here, why we're only gozer by the cheresh case. Fine, so that's the difference between truma. So far we're talking about every difference in halacha between these rabbinic marriages. So first difference we discussed was miyun. The second difference we discussed was truma. And again, what is truma drabanan? So it might be even bizman amigdash. According to most Rishonim, everything other than dagan tibosh v'yitzar is drabanan. Oranges, apples, pears, all of that is drabanan according to most Rishonim. Right? Only dagan tibosh v'yitzar, wheat, oil, and grapes. Wheat, oil and wine. What about grapes and olives? So that's a discussion. Actually, grapes and olives are the pashid. Wine and oil is the discussion. But either way, that's dagan tirosh v'yitzar. The Rambam, as we know, holds all fruit. All fruit are chayv and chumas and maestros midaraisa. Right? The Rambam's shita. There are other shitas as well. Those are the two main ones. So that's chuma d'rabanan. So, third difference. Besides me and besides Truma. Umayshtak tana dis laksuba. Umayshtak haresh is the less laksuba. Why does a ktana, did Chazal institute a ksuba for a ktana, but not for a chareshes? So again we say, de'im kein mim nevlo nasvila. People aren't going to marry her. So we have to do everything we can to encourage people to marry this chareshes. V'ktana, and as we said before, the machlokas Rashi in the Ritva, why is a ktana better? Is it because it's finite, or is it because it's less peguma? V'ktana minon landis laksuba. Where do we know? How do you know that a ktana has a ksuba? It's not. The Mishnah tells us in ksubas. Ha-mim-ha-enes, a woman who leaves the marriage, mim-ha-enes, v'hashniya, or an iser d'rabanan, marriage, v'aylanis, and an aylanis, which the husband did not know she was an aylanis when they got married, so it's a mekachtos, ein lohen ksuba. All these women, right, mim-ha-enes, she's doing it herself, so she doesn't get a ksuba. Aval yotze beget v'ktana, or someone that don't have the girsa of the vav, but someone who leaves with a get, meaning even by a ktana. If a man decides, who's in Kiddushin Miyun, decides to divorce his wife, so then yesh laksuba, or she will get a ksuba. So, that's how you see, a ktana usually does get a ksuba. Only if she decides to leave the marriage, she's mema'enes, she doesn't have a ksuba. Mashma, that if she doesn't choose that, but her husband divorces her, then she would be getting ksuba. So that's by ktana. V'charesh is minal on deles like ksuba. How do I know that a charesh does not have a ksuba? Titania, the Braisa says, cheresh v'shodesh anasu pichos. If a cheresh and a shota get married, meaning it's in a rabbinic marriage, because they did not have das at the time of the marriage, even if Baruch Hashem they get healed during the marriage, ein lohem aleim klum, because at the time the marriage started, there was no chiyuv that kicked in then, so there's no chiyuv of ksuba now. There's no chiyuv, because the time of the ksuba, moment of the ksuba is before the marriage, and therefore they didn't accept the commitment. Ratzu l'kaimon, but if now they want to stay married, so now what kicks in yeshlem ksuba? Now they have a ksuba, the bachi is in mana, meaning not a ksuba of a psula, matayim, because a ksuba didn't kick in at the time of the marriage. Ksuba mana, because now is the moment that the ksuba kicks in. Remember, we remember, a ksuba is not a marriage license. A ksuba is a document that lists off obligations of the husband at the time of the marriage. So in this case, there were no obligations because he was not a bardas at the time of the marriage. When does he become a bardas? Now. So now what is she? She's a ba'ula. She's a ba'ula, so that's why she gets a ksuba of mana right now. And it's an isser for a husband and wife to live together without a ksuba. So now that isser kicks in. Upikeach shenasa chareshes oshote. And it, the opposite. If it bikeach marriage a chareshes or a shota. Afilu kasav lamei amana ksubasa kayamas. The opposite way would work. If the husband is a bikeach and he writes her a ksuba at the time of the marriage, then it's an obligation. Why? Literally, he wants to damage his property, but it means he committed to it. If anybody commits to something and they're a bardas, so it doesn't matter that the wife is only rabbinic marriage. He committed to something, and that's it. So, says the Gemara, Taima deratza. The only reason that we say in this case that the chareshes is going to get the ksuba is because he did it. He committed to it. Halo ratza, ema. If he didn't want to, then he wouldn't have to. DMK mimni v'lo nasfila. Because, otherwise, nobody would marry her. As we said, the Chazal are very sensitive to getting these women married. So, we do whatever we have to do to get them married, and to encourage the Bailam. Okay, this is the sugya. So interesting, so we're mezake, right? In this case, that the pikeach marries the chareshes, so that ksuba is an obligation from the pikeach for the chareshes. So even though she can't really be zocha to anything, she's a lam bazdas, but it's kind of zachen la'adam, shlo b'fanav. We're mezake her, the ksuba, the rights of the ksuba. Even though she, right, she's a lam bazdas. It's kind of similar to das acheres makne, right? It's not hers yet, but there's a shibud. We mentioned from Reb Chaim also in the past. A ksuba is a kind of unique type of document. Usually I owe you something, I borrow something today, so I owe you the money. But by a ksuba, I don't owe the woman anything yet. I owe her that I'm going to owe her if something happens. It's a chiyuv lachuv. Again, this is a major. We're going to talk about this a lot, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of weeks when we get to the next Masechta. But that's what all the nature of the document of a ksuba is something unique and special, because it is an obligation to obligate myself in the future. And that is what we're being mezakeh to the chareshes in this case. So Vayter says the Gemara, Ihachi, Pikachas lecheresh liska laksuba. So why not the opposite? Just like a cheresh to a pikachas we're not misaking Iksuba because we want them to be encouraged. So what about this case? If he kachas to a cheresh, let's go Iksuba. So give her Iksuba to imke mimivolam nisimi. Right? So this will encourage pikchos to marry a cheresh. So Gemara says you don't need that encouragement. Generally, the Gemara assumes that women have an inherent need to be married than the men, an issue of a loneliness, an issue of needing to have that relationship, and therefore, we don't need as much encouragement in that direction. Ask the Rashba, maybe something that some of you are bothered by. Ask the Rashba, the Gemara says elsewhere that a man is never allowed to be married without a ksuba. Right, the Gemara in Baba Kama. So how is it that there's no ksuba in this case? And what's the case? Not just cheresh and chareshes, but in the case of pikachas and a chareshes. Right, the woman's a pikachas. So how do we not give her a ksuba? So says the Rashba, hani mili beben da'as. Where does that principle apply? The Asur Lishos Lo Ksuba by a Ben Das. Why? The Kivan, the Shar Bali Das, Kosvin L'Neshoseyen, Vizel Lo Kasav, since other B'nai Das write and he didn't. Or it got lost, Nevek Tsubasa, Afhi Liba Nokfa, Vomeris Lomacher, Humagarsha. She's nervous, she's worried. Everybody else has a Ksuba. I don't have a Ksuba. He's going to divorce me. Lefishi kalabein of lotzia vose bilaso bilasnus aval becheresh kivan de lav ben dasu. He's not a ben das, even though he can be motzi her beremiza. Eino asui legaresh. So ruban eino mavchinin lavegaresh. Right, they don't have the mind for it. She's not nervous. The whole point of having ksuba is that to give her peace of mind. But if her husband's a cheresh, she has peace of mind already. She doesn't think that it's going to be anything that's going to cause divorce, and therefore Chazal warrant misaking the ksuba. Reb Moshe has an interesting tshuva in Eben Ezer Chelak Aleph Simin Pei Zayin, where he discusses from 1956 Sider Kiddushei Cheresh VeChareshes. There was a marriage of a cheresh and a chareshes, and he talks about, do you say the brachas? Are they chayiv? Do you say berachas erisin? He says, for sure, berachas erisin, you do not make the brachas. Berachas nisuin, he says, you can make the brachas even by a cheresh and a chareshes, because it's just on the shevach v'hodah. But then he talks about, what about a ksuba? He says, it's beferish the Gemara here. There's no ksuba. Ube'idin ksivas ksuba, eini roet sorech, kiva delok tiknu ksuba. V'im ha'isha, Eino, but what if they have some das, but they're deaf mutes, right? So we said it, that's a question whether they have the status. Vimisha in erosi lunasi shalo biksuba. What if I want a ksuba? Osha bezdin rowin shetzorach lasos takana leisha. Kagoshi charesha shebezdin srichan layin gamba takanasa. Says you can write a ksuba. But he says, what's the nusach of the ksuba? You can't write a regular nusach of the ksuba. Say he, Reb Moshe says, this happened once in Luban, when I was a rav in Luban in 1929, I think, Tafresh Peites, L'sader Kiddushei Cheresh, V'lo Ratzah Shalom B'Ksuba, Tzirafti Li Bezdin V'Savati, and I wrote my own Ksuba. And he made up a Nusach. And he says, this is my Nusach. And they write the whole Nusach of the Ksuba. This woman came, she doesn't really need a Ksuba, but she wants a Ksuba, so we'll write this Ksuba. So Moshe has it right here, the whole Nusach, and he says, so use this Nusach for the Cheresh and the Chareshes. Fine. Somebody told me one time that the emotion was Mitzvah Kedusha at a wedding, and Shachta told me this. He was at Mitzvah Kedusha at a wedding, and Shachta was an A Kedusha, or an A Ksuba, and Ramosha was Mitzvah Kedusha, and there was a mistake in the Ksuba. The date, he wrote the date wrong. So anyway, Ramosha says, okay, he ripped out the Ksuba, he wrote out a whole Ksuba, right there. Didn't need to copy it from anywhere, they just took a napkin, back of a napkin, and wrote out the whole Ksuba. So, Ramosha could even write Ksubas that don't even exist. For cheresh and chareshes, let alone just regular ksubas. Okay, let's continue. Story: Hahu cheresh davi b'shavusi d'Ramalkio. There was a cheresh that it was in the neighborhood of Ramalkio. Ansave itza, he got married. The kasav la arba meazuzi minechsei, and Rav Malkio wrote out a ksuba, 400 zuz from his achasim. And why? Because he felt that this was needed in this case. Amar Rava, manchokim k'Ramalkio, the gavar rabahu. Right? Who was as wise as Ramalkio? Who was a gavar rabba? Ksavar, ilu ratza shivcha l'shamsho, milos av ninan lei. Right? If a person would want somebody to help him out, to service him, wouldn't he pay money for that? Kol shekein hacha dikatarti. Here, it's not just shimush, but it's marriage. So if he feels that this woman wouldn't be marrying this cheresh without it, so it's his chus. Zachin la'adam, Zachin la'adam, and therefore he wrote it out. The Ritva's Lashon here is that the rabbis function like a bezdin, and therefore they're able to take his money. Right? This is not Zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav. This is what we've called in the past Zachin me'adam shelo b'fanav. The Ksos made this sugya well known, in that usually we say Zachin la'adam. Can we say Zachin me'adam? So, for example, the Gemara talks about in Nedarim. Can I be mafresh truma on behalf of my friend from his own property? Right? So that he'll be able to eat. Let's say I know my friend is eating tevel. Is that being mafresh truma and maestros? Can I, zachin l'adam shlo b'fanav, can I go take his property and then take truma and maestros from his property? That's not so clear. I can take truma and maestros from my property. Right? And maybe it's not minamukaf, but I can be mazaka him without he causing him a loss. But can this be? So this is the similar type of case. Zachin me'adam. Again, a big topic that we don't have time to go into right now. Fine. By the way, gavra rabba. Gavra rabba means you do something nice for somebody. Right? So right here. Gavra rabba, Rav Malkio did something nice for someone else. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, Eish Eschei Reishin Chayav Anolaya Ashem Talui. So now we get into the status itself of the marriage. So if a man, Eishas Cheresh, a Cheresh man is married to a woman, so there is no Asham Tali. What is an Asham Tali? Usually an Asham Tali is brought by a Safek Avera. If I did it Bavadai, I would bring a Chatas. If I'm not sure if I did it, I bring an Asham Tali. So here, is it a Safek marriage? So Shmuel says, no, you're not Chayav an Asham Tali. Why? Rashi, fourth wide line. Dinema Safek Eishas Ishi. Safek hayabo da, safek ainbo. No, devadai. There's no kinyan daraisa. There's no marriage daraisa. There's no karban. Period. That's Shmuel. Lema Messiah le. So that seems to support the following. The first mission in Trumos. Chamisha lo yitromu. Five people cannot take off truma. Vim tarmu ain trumas and truma. And if they did, it's meaningless. It's not called truma. The Elohein. Cheresh, shote, katan. Vatorim eschein shelo, if you're Torim, something that's not yours, as we just said, that example, right, that's Zachin Me Adam, you don't say that. The Ovid Kochavim, Shetorim, Al Shayishel Yisrael, Afilu Bishus Yisrael, and a guy who's Torim, right, he's Mufka, the Pasik, right, it's B'nai Yisrael, and not an Akum. So all these five people, if they take off Truma, ain't Truma, and Truma. So that's a Raya, right, Shmuel says that an Eishes Cheresh is not married, and you see here, a Cheresh cannot take off Truma. So both of those halachas are roots that Lav Bardas. Says the Gemara, Huda Amar Krebi Elazar. The Ritva points out this is a very unusual usage of this type of Talmudic concept. Usually you ask a Kasha on an Amora, and the answer the Gemara says, oh, he owes like that Brisa. Huda Amar. Here we brought a Raya to Shmuel. And we're saying, no, maybe it's not a Raya, maybe he holds like a different opinion, but he would argue on this Mishnah. So the Ritva points out, it's an unusual usage of the Huda Amar phrase. Huda Amar Krev Elazar. Right, it could be that Shmuel does not, the Mishnah is not approved to Shmuel, but rather he holds like Krev Elazar. Detanya, Reb Yitzchak, Omer, Mishum, Reb Elazar, Chumas Cheresh, Lotese, Lechulin, Bebneshu, Safeg. A cheresh does have some das, and therefore if a cheresh is mafresh truma, you have to treat it like suffix truma. Maybe Shmuel holds like that. So now we're stuck. So then then we have a steer in Shmuel. Why did Shmuel say regarding truma that it's suffix, and by marriage it's nothing? So why wouldn't he say you're chayiv an asham tali? So the Gemara answers, be'inan chaticha mishte chatichos. Big Yisod Gadol. Asham Talui, major machlokes, but there's something called Chaticha Meshei Chatichos, which is also called Ikva Isura. Let's say I eat, there are two pieces of meat in front of me. So I ate one of them, and I thought it was the kosher one. And it ended up, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. We have no idea. We know there was a treif piece of meat here and a kosher piece of meat here. I ate one of them. You're Chayav and Asham Talui. That's called Ikva Isura. The Isur is Kavua here. What if there's one piece of meat? I'm not sure if it's kosher or not kosher. I ate it, and I'm not sure. It could be there was no iser here. That's called loik v'isura. Right? That's the kavua. Is it not kavua? A man was with a woman, and he's not sure if it was his wife or somebody was ushered to him. Loik v'isura. If there are two women, his wife was in the house, and his wife's sister was in the house. And a man lived with one of them, and he's not sure which one. Ik v'isura. So that's much more serious if you know the Isser was there. So there are some deos, like the Gemara is suggesting here, that you're only chayav an asham talui if the Isser was there, you're just not sure if you did it. The suffix is in the maisa. The suffix is not in the object. Right, that's the different formulation. So that's what the Gemara here says. Shmuel says, you're not chayav an asham talui in the case of Eishes Cheresh because it's not ik v'isura. You need chaticha m'shei chatichos. Says the Gemara, but that's not what Reb Elazar holds. And we all Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lazar. Umibai Rabbi Lazar chatichem shei chatichos. The Atanya Rabbi Lazar Omer koi. A koi, which we know is safek chaya, safek behema, chayavin al chelbo ashem toli. We know only the chelav of a behema is aser, not the chelav of a chaya. So if somebody eats the chelav of a koi, is he chayavin ashem toli? So Rabbi Lazar says, chayav ashem toli, meaning, even though there's no ikvi surah here, maybe there's no iser. So you're saying Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lazar? By Truma? So what do you mean? Rabbi Lazar does not hold that you need ikvi isura. So the Gemara answers, Shmuel Savar look Rabbi Lazar bechadu poligalei bechada. Maybe he holds like him regarding Eishes, regarding Truma. But he doesn't hold like him regarding ikvi isura. Shmuel would say, you do need ikvi isura. And that's why by Eishes Cheresh, you're not chayav an Hashem Talui, even though by Truma, he has some type of das, and therefore, you would have to treat it as Safek Truma. That is one formulation, one version of the Gemara. Raya, no Raya. The Ika, the Amri, and some say have it as a Kasha. Amr b'chei barashi, Amr Shmuel, Eishas Cheresh, Chayav an Aleh Hashem Talui. You are Chayav. Shmuel says the opposite. You are Chayav an Hashem Talui. Meisei Chamisha lo Yitromu. The Mishnah says they don't have Das. Some of the Kerbal Azar, that they do have some Das. Right, different deos. The Achronim discuss, the Pnei Yeshua in Maseches Gittin discusses, why isn't there, it's a Suffolk marriage, why don't we say there's a Chazaka Dimeikara of Pnuya? You're not sure if there's a marriage or not, right? What was instituted? So why shouldn't the Chazaka work? Right? So the different deos, the Pnei Yeshua, their answers, well, you know Bavada, there was a Kedushin. Right, the Rabbanan instituted a Kedushin. It's not just generally, you don't know what happened, you don't know when it happened. Right, the Rabbanan uprooted this Chazaka. So the Chazaka was weakened, and that's why you wouldn't apply it there. Period. By Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says, and again, all these questions that we just had about Hashem Talui and the following one are going to the root of what the Rabbanan enacted. The first 25 lines of today's daf were all about why did the Rabbanan enact in certain cases and not in other cases? And why did they give it the halacha of Truma and Miyun and all the others? So now we're getting into, so how did the Rabbanan really understand the status? Boy Rav Ashi, my time is Rabbi Lazar. Why does Rabbi Lazar say that it's a suffix? Mifshat pshitale techeirish daita klishtahu. Was it simple, and was it obvious to the rabbis that the Cheresh has a weakened das? A weakened das than the average individual. Miu Masafkale, the doubt was though, that weakened das, is it clear or not clear? Is that the suffix? Idaita tzilusa. Ila daita tzilusa. Everybody agrees that the Rabbanan hold that it's something lower level. It's a lower das klishta. But the question is that das klishta, is it clear during that time, ula olam chada daitahu, but it never changes. Whatever a cheresh has, he has. And the suffix is, well, what do we consider that weakened das? O dilma, or pshitale de daite klishta, v'la daite tzlusahu. Or everybody agrees that when a cheresh has, right, daite klishta, it is not tzlusa. Meaning he has moments where he is in a state of charshus, weakened das, and it's not clear. But the problem is that we're nervous, we're worried that maybe there are moments in his life that he becomes a regular, normal, healthy thinker. Right, it's not that, right? Mitzad echad, maybe it's vaday lower level, but maybe it's clear sometimes. But maybe it's clear, and it doesn't change. Or do we say, no, it's vaday when he is in that state of charshus, is definitely nothing. It's definitely low level, but maybe he has his moments. Lamai nafkamin, and the nafkamin is lahotzi yishto baget, meaning, would we allow him? Would we force him? I'm sorry, to divorce his wife of the get and not just beramiza. I amar chada daita. Who, if you say the first tzad, stem kiddushin kakerushin, it's unchanging. So whatever it was at the time of the marriage is what it is at the time of the gerushin. So we would allow him to divorce beramiza. But the I amar itim chalim veitim shotim. But if you say the second tzad, so maybe at the time of the kiddushin, kiddushin masi makadish gerushin lo masi magarish. So maybe at the time of the Kiddushin, he was in a strong state, and at the time of the Gerushin, he was in a weakened state. So maybe he wouldn't be able to get divorced. So Teku, so we do not know the answer to this question, and therefore we have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi. We haven't spoken about Teku in a very long time. Maybe we'll just mention it as the question now, because I do want to finish first. Teku, in terms of why is it Tishbi Yataritz? Why is it Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come give us the answers and not Meku? Moshe Rabbeinu Yataritz, he's our greatest Rebbe. So I believe Yitzchak writes because Eliyahu HaNavi is still in this world. And to give answers to Shilas, you have to be in the world. You can't be off somewhere. Moshe Rabbeinu died. Eliyahu Navi did not die. He comes back sometimes in his guf and sometimes in his neshama. To every bris milah, to the seder, he comes in his neshama. Once in a while, he'll come in his guf. Right? The Gemara tells us stories about Tanoim meeting Eliyahu Navi. Right? The second daf in Shas has a story about Rabbi Yossi meeting Eliyahu Navi. Right? Certain gedolim in history have said they've gotten gili Eliyahu Navi. Sometimes he comes in a guf. Right? But he's still here. He's still around. So that's why he's going to want to be able to answer the shilas of all the modern date and old shilas. Mashen Kain, Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, nishtatis v'chulu. That's quoted by the Amen Banim Smecha, if you remember, in a different context. Nishtatis v'chulu. What if she becomes a shote? So Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, Dvar Torah shote misgareshes. Dvar Torah, a female, a shota can be divorced. Midadavi apikas balkarcha. Right, just like we know, Gerushin can be Balkarcha, against the will. Right, so, Midaraisa, a man can divorce his wife even if she's Nishtati. So, Matam Amr Einim Ugureshes, why did the Mishnah say that Chazal said that no way, he should not divorce his wife after Nishtatis? Shlo Yina Gubam Minak Hefker. Because, she's gonna be in a state. She's gonna be in a state of Minak Hefker, so that's why we do not allow it. Hey Chidami, what exactly is the state that she is in? Evan Ezra Chelek Aleph. If she has enough das to guard her get and to guard herself, right? She has enough das to hold something and to guard herself. Right? So there's no worry because she can guard herself. Yodas lishmar atzma. Ella, what must be the case? De'en yodas lishmar lo gitav lo atzma. She can't even hold on to her get. Then for Torah, show them iskareshes. But if she doesn't have enough das, even to, like, basic das to hold something in her pocket, then she's not even divorced. V'yomar debei Rabbi Yanai, v'nasan biyada, by gittin, misha yesh lo yad l'garish atzma. Only a woman who has a yad to hold on to it. Yatzis azush, ain't lo yad l'garish atzma. Excluding a woman who can't hold on to anything, who doesn't have das to hold on to her get. V'ratan de Rabbi Shmuel, another makar, v'shilcha mi beso. She is sent out of his house. Misha mishalcha ve'ena chozeres. She has das to know not to come back. Yatzuzusha mishalcha ve'chozeres. Unlike a woman who has no das, so she can't keep her get. Tosfos here has a machlokas rishonim. Can her father accept her get if she's in the state? That's a discussion. So lo tzricha. So what's the case of the Mishnah that on a daraisa level she can't get divorced, and on a rabbanan level she can't? Lo tzricha di yodas lishmar gita ve'ena yodas lishmar atzma. Right, she has enough das to put something in her pocket, but she doesn't have, we know, there are people who have social issues. They can hold on to something, but they don't have any, right, social, norms that they know, you know, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate behavior amongst people. So in that case, Dvar Torah Shota Miskareshes, Taha Yodas Lishmar Gita, so on a Daraisa level, she can, V'yamar Abana Lo Lifka, Shalunika Bominik Hefker, and Chazal said not to. Amar Abaya Dekanami, and Abaya says, I'll prove it to you from the language. By her nishtatis, lo yotzi. It just says lo yotzi. When she is a shota, which means Chazal instituted it. When he is a shota, lo yotzi olamis. It has that extra word, because that's a din daraisa. There's a difference. And the Rambam says, in Gerushin, that in Ilchus Gerushin, Yud Chav Gimel, that there are all the obligations, even though he can't divorce her, but the obligations of marriage aren't there. Meaning all the obligations that he has in terms of Mizonos and Refuah and all the other ones don't, maybe Besen would have to take care of this. Right, but he wouldn't have to pay for it out of his own pocket. The Ramah writes at the beginning of Evan Ezer, what if Rachman al-Islam, somebody's in this situation today? So even though the Chayim Darabeinu Gerushim, the Ramah says, but in this case, where Chazal said, don't divorce, but he can still marry another wife. In this case, the Ramah says, if she is a total chareshes, and there is no real marriage. But then the Ramah says, but the minhag is to do a heter me'er rabbanim. That's what the Nosei Kalim say. V'yesh omrim, debizman hazeh, ein lakuf misha'avar chayim rabbeinu gershim, me'achashek for anishlam elav chamishi. I'm sorry, not that one. He says, earlier. It's the earlier piece in the Ramah. He says, yesh, Ubamakam she'ein harishona bas gerushin kagon shenishtatis osho hu min adin lagarsha veinarotsa likach get me manu yesh lahakel lahatir lo lisa acheres v'koshkinim hi arusa veinarotsa linasi lo o lifter me manu. So in that case, the chalkas b'chokik says v'tvar nagu shlo lahatir v'lo me'er rabbanim. In that case, even though Meigra did, the Ramah says that if it's not a marriage, we don't allow divorce, but he could keep her. Let's just do the next safek, and then we'll stop. Rabbi Yochanan v'chulu. If you remember, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said in the Mishnah, well, why should there be a difference between a man and a woman? So what was he bothered by, the man or the woman? Ibai lahu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, ish pshitalei, was it obvious that a man can and v'isha kamibayle, and the woman he was bothered by, odema isha pshitalei v'ish kamibayle. Which was he bothered by? Right, he said, his lashon was, why could an isha shenis charsha go out with a get, and an ish shenis charesh cannot divorce? So tashma. Well, maybe you get it from the language. That was the language of the Rabbanan's answer to him. So what did they say first? Don't compare a man, meaning they're focusing on the man first in their lashon. So shma mina ishka mi baile. If that's their answer, it must be that's what he was bothered by. The fact that they answer about ish first. So Gemara says, Adaraba. No, maybe not. The next line of the Mishnah, when they say this one, a woman who becomes a chareshes is just like this, sounds like they're answering him about the woman. So Ella Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, l'devrem ka'amar lahu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is asking a question just l'shita sam. L'didi, according to Mikiechi to ish lomatzi magarish, ishanami lomagarsha, equal. Man and woman. A man and a woman, either one who becomes a cheresh, he can't divorce and she can't get divorced. But according to you, maestro isho, maestro ish, meaning he's bothered by both equally. And that's why, that's why in the first line of the answer, they focus on the man, and the second line of the answer, they focus on the woman. Right? That's the difference between the two. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, we wish a mazel tov to Aryeh Hartman and Brachi Taub on the occasion of their marriage today. Daf sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. You should just have simchas and nachas, and they should be zochet to build a bais neman b'Yisrael. Yeah, we'll stop here.